Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Because these Chips Ahoy cookies, I got the kind with the M&Ms in them today. They are really good right now.
Yeah. I have a wig on.
I have a wig on as well. Should we describe them?
Yeah. The one that Linda is wearing is my very favorite wig. How would I describe it? It's like wispy and like the color of cotton candy.
Pink, not blue.
Light pink. It's like
it's a very
reminiscent of a pink. Very specific moment in Nicki Minaj's career.
Ooh.
Angled, like an angled, layered thing, and it's like comes down to her boobs.
It's got side sweat bangs.
Side sweat bangs. Super angled, super like cotton candy, little Venice bitch, Lolita.
Ooh. Ooh, oh my god, you know what?
What?
I was wearing my Lolita sunglasses today.
What are those?
Red heart shaped sunglasses.
Oh, well, there you go. She's like very like lollipop Lolita.
I almost brought them and then I set them down.
Wow.
I should have. It would have made this outfit perfect.
That's her wig, little...
Its name is Amelia.
Amelia? What's her middle name?
Josephine.
Okay. Amelia Josephine.
Yeah, it sounds... It's a lot, but she had a grandmother on both sides, Amelia and Josephine. She couldn't... Her mom couldn't leave them out.
No.
She's a little sneaky. She's a little bit sneaky.
She's a little bit Alexis.
She's
a Lamborghini. Hollywood yacht.
If you talk to her nice, she might let you buy her a drink or something. She might listen to something that you say.
She looks like she could be your sugar baby.
Yeah, she wants to talk to you if you want to talk. And
she looks like she's wearing a little perfume, little girl perfume.
Not
sweet baby angel.
Alright, let's describe your wig.
Alright, what's my wig? What is it?
Her wig is, well, there's a little bit of a strand that's pulled back and bobby pinned to the side of the head. It's long. It's a blonde. It's a dusty kind of blonde. It's like a rusty kind of blonde.
Rusty?
Not rusty, but dusty. You know what I mean? It's like a little bit.
It's like ashy blonde.
It's like an ashy blonde, and it's long, and it's like super long waves.
I wish I had hair this long.
Like really loose, long, like past the boob waves. It's like a mermaid. It's like a siren with like messy hair. Yeah, what's your name?
I've changed it a few times. I went from Odetta to Edna. I had a really good one in the bathroom. Shit. Odetta? Edna? I can't remember it now.
It was must way not better. Been that good.
Oh, nope. No, I don't remember. I thought it was coming back to me. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Odetta, nope. Edna. No, it's not going back. Give me a second.
I wonder if you can hear me
chewing
this. I keep
wanting to say Ophelia. What?
I wonder if you can hear me chewing this.
Oh, well, we can probably hear Leroy chewing that bone over there.
Well?
Leroy's here.
That's just part of the podcast now.
This is off topic. Nothing else worse can happen, Mom.
I guess we should say this is not tonight. Did we say that?
It's not tonight. Off topic.
That means that we're just
gonna
talk.
We wanted to tell you something tonight.
We just wanted to tell you something. We're so boring.
We're so boring. We have a bunch of wigs on.
We just have.
Oh, Jacinda. Jacinda was my name.
Jacinda.
Duh. Jacinda is the name of this wig.
Yeah, that's a really good name.
Yeah. So that's me. We got Amelia. I keep wanting to say Amelia Draper. Amelia.
No
Josephine.
One is gonna know who that is.
I don't know what my middle name is. Jacinda Odetta.
Okay. Your parents were hippies, huh?
Oh, yeah. Look at my hair. I mean, have you seen my hair? I totally wish I had hair this long. It's, like, down to my waist, and it feels so... Like, it just feels warm on my shoulders. It feels like a little cape. Like a little capelet.
So this episode is just talking real, real good to fall asleep to. We've gotten some feedback, and guess what?
Ooh, yeah, let's talk.
We're money to fall asleep to.
I want to talk about that.
The results are in.
The results are in, guys.
The people have spoken. We're really good at making people fall asleep. So.
According to who? Belgium? France? Not France, sorry.
Shout out to Belgium.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's why I'm opening my phone right now. Sorry if you can hear me. One moment, por favor. I saved, like, the town names. And, of course, now. Oh, there are my tabs. Sorry, guys. We talked to Shiny Ribs forever today. It was so good. Mm-hmm. We had such a good time doing that, man.
Good time. He had on a hat.
He had it on a taco hat. I thought it was a pineapple at first.
My face recognition does not recognize me with a wig on.
Oh, I bet. All right, what was I looking at?
I don't know what we're doing.
What was I gonna do? Oh. The town in Spain is, I do not know how to say that. It's in the region of Catalonia.
Where? In Spain?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Do you want to talk about Spain?
Yeah.
I watched the show that I told you that you should watch, and it's so good. It's called Elite.
Yeah.
It takes place in Spain. Spain is rich as fuck. If it's anything according to the show, which I think it is, Spain, like, has money.
Is it a documentary?
No. It's a show. It's like a Netflix show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's parts of Spain that has, like, yeah, duh.
It's, like, money. Like, these people
like, where are they in Spain?
I don't know. I'd have like to look it up.
Like, Ibiza?
I wonder.
Or Barcelona?
Elite?
Well, this region show that we have a listener in is in Catalonia. And, thank you. Hey. We also have somebody in Vancouver.
Sierra de Guadarrama, Madrid. I know I did not say that anywhere close to right, but...
Madrid.
Which probably also has parts that are very poor if it's a big city. But I don't know anything about
Spain. I honestly don't know much about Madrid. I know, it looks beautiful.
This show is so good. So shout out to Spain, because I love Elite. I don't watch the English dubbed version because it sounds stupid. The words don't match their lips and their voices are just dumb. So I watch it and read subtitles, so I really fully watch it. And it's about this high school, these kids that there's like, I forget what happened in the first season, but like these poor kids, like their school busted down or something, and a few of them got scholarships to like the rich private school. Mm-hmm. And this school was like ridiculous, and then shit happens, drama happens. It's on the third season now. It's really good. So shout out to Spain.
But it takes place in Madrid.
Yeah.
Man, I'll watch it.
You should watch. I mean, it's
when you said Elite, it's called Elite?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, something stupid.
No way.
All right, well, I mean, shout out to Madrid.
It's about high school students, but...
I can relate.
Yeah.
Also, Belgium.
That's crazy.
I was trying to look through my phone. I don't want to mess with the sound too much, but,
What language do they speak in Belgium?
This was a Flemish.
What?
From what I remember, a Flemish town or region.
A blemish.
Flemish, like...
Phlegm your throat?
Like what I just did. Flemish. Yeah. And they speak Dutch, I believe. But wow. It's in Belgium.
We're Dutch. We're a little bit Dutch.
Yeah, we're a little bit Dutch.
We're a little
Pass
bit Dutch.
The Dutchy. Yeah, we are, actually. Yeah. It's funny, because our dad always made weird Dutch jokes growing up, and it turns out we're Dutch, so.
He always made jokes, like, calling us Dutch, like, as in, like, dork.
Yeah, like, you little Dutch.
Little Dutch.
But it comes from his side of the family that they're Dutch.
Yeah. Which he didn't know and didn't believe.
He didn't? Oh, I thought he like...
He doesn't believe that he's Dutch.
Well, it comes from his...
Every time I tell him, he goes, you're Dutch.
Your mom's Dutch.
My sister's Dutch.
My sister's Dutch. That's his true line. The girls like it, and my sister likes it, and my sister's Dutch.
My sister does it. My sister's Dutch.
My sister's Dutch.
We're Dutch. My sister is Dutch.
Yeah, I read it.
I wonder, on Reddit?
I read it on Reddit. No, I read it from Papaw himself, so there you go. It comes from my Papaw's mom's side. I don't want to say her name, but she was a tall Dutch girl.
She was Dutch?
Yeah.
I can't stop eating these cookies, man. I know it's bad for podcasting, man, but what am I supposed to fine. Do?
Let's talk about our boy, Shiny.
Oh, we talked to him for a really long time.
Man, that was really cool. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout it on. Ow.
Shake it.
Yeah, our boy Kevin, Shiny K, whatever you want to call him, lead singer of the fucking Gourds, fake lead singer of Fish when it comes to that one song, Gin and Juice.
That's a whole story.
It wasn't him.
It was not Fish. It was him.
Oh, man. We got to talk to him for a long time. He's so cool and nice and, like, normal. It kind of was on accident, really. I mean, our older sister, Becky, just texted me the other night and was like, Shiny Ribs is live. She knows I like him on Facebook. So, like, I just started kind of heckling him. I'd been drinking. I just started heckling his Facebook Live, and he was nice and talked to me. Then we set it up to do a little, what do you call it?
It was like FaceTime, but over Instagram.
Yeah. We talked for like over an hour, man. He was so nice and so sweet and so funny. And, man, we're going to do some shit together here.
Oh, yeah.
In this quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
He's a man. Hey, boy. And he gave us good feedback. We kept telling him, you can tell us the truth. You can tell us we suck.
Yeah.
Did he ever? I kept walking away.
No.
In true form, I kept walking away.
He likes it. Sweet. He likes it. Girls like it.
The girls like it. My sister.
My sister likes it.
My sister. Also, Dear Scooter from Sleep With Me podcast. Good feedback. Thank you. I love you, boyfriend.
He gave good feedback? He said.
He's been very nice and like following us and liking our shit, and like I shared our shit with him and he was like, cool. Yeah, he talks to us on Instagram Live. Yeah. Talking it up. Scooter talk show. And then your boy Craig, he gives feedback.
He doesn't get feedback about the podcast, but he responds.
Oh, man, I did want to say that that boy Craig, I always call him that. Sorry, I always call you that boy Craig.
I'm just in love with him.
Craig Conant.
Yeah.
Chatty Broads is the, I don't think I ever said the name of it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we talked about it a couple times. We love Chatty Broads.
I do.
They do Bachelor recaps, and that's what I really was there for, and now they're doing Love is Blind recaps.
In a weird way.
They're talking about doing Tiger King recaps, so we better hurry up and finish before they do.
Yeah. I haven't been watching their Bachelor recaps because I haven't been watching The Bachelor. But, no, I wanted to say in a weird way, that's what kind of got us talking about podcasting in the very first place, because you started listening to their podcast and you were like, you know that girl, Becca, she sounds just like you. Like, she sounds just fucking like you. And I had no idea who you were talking about because I never watched that season.
Of what?
Whatever season Becca was on.
The Bachelor. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's like the very first time we started talking about podcasting because you were talking about their podcast. Because you were like, Brenda, you sound just like this girl, Becca. This bench, Becca. And we were like on the deck and you played it for me. Her like, I don't know, like something from her Twitter or something. And we did. We did sound just and then you talked to you at the podcast.
Honestly, don't make me be honest.
Yeah, I do.
That guy's been annoying me lately on that podcast. I only listened because of Jess. I mean, I love it, but she's just been bothering me lately. She just, like, she just always sounds, like, uninterested to be doing the podcast. I mean, I get it. She's probably tired as shit. She's pregnant again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She's probably just really tired, but she just sounds bored.
What are they talking about lately?
Love is Blind.
What is that?
It's another show on Netflix.
So they've been doing recaps.
Yeah, they're hinting at doing Tiger King recaps.
Speaking of recaps, freaking last podcast on the left, side stories. I kept bragging about how I knew about the story because of them. Side Stories did an episode about Tiger King specifically with Ben Henry.
Hi. Where is the other
Hi,
dude?
Hi, Ben. Hi, Henry. He doesn't... Marcus doesn't do Side Stories.
Oh, ever?
No.
I didn't know that.
They have a circulation of like six... I swear, like six podcasts.
I only listen to the episodes that I'm interested in.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the JFK one. They have like a series on JFK right now.
Oh, shit.
That I haven't been listening to. They also just switched exclusively to Spotify.
I know. Which was weird.
I didn't finish their Mormonism one, but, whatever one they did on between, whoa, time out. They did a series on Skinwalker Ranch, and what? There's a stupid show on one of those, the same channel that, that Oak Island show comes on. They have this Skinwalker Ranch show now, like, where they're, like, it's, like, ghost hunters, like, they're trying to, like, Scope out, basically. But last podcast did a Skinwalker Ranch series, and I just watched that Skinwalker Ranch stupid-ass show last night. So, Ben, Henry, whatever. Tell me what you think, or just don't. I don't care.
They're never going to hear.
I was going to give them a shout-out, as if they actually need a shout-out, but...
Shout out to Tiger King. Can you relax? Yeah, no, they did do a side stories on Tiger King
and they basically said the same shit that we did but like 3 weeks ago, so thanks.
3 weeks ago?
I don't know. Maybe it was I don't know. I can't keep track of time. Maybe it was last Wednesday.
Maybe like 3 days ago.
I don't even know.
4 days ago.
Time is a construct.
Time isn't real anymore. I don't know what day it is anymore.
Right.
Every day is the same day.
I mean, yeah. We started drinking beer at...
I started drinking at 11, to be honest. I drank one beer at 11 and then waited a few hours till later.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not going anywhere...
I'm not going. Every day is like Groundhog Day.
Every day is like, I hate that song. Never mind.
What song?
Sunday.
What song is that? Sunday, Bloody Sunday?
That's why I hate that song, is because it reminds me of Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Oh.
But no, every day is like Sunday is by the Smiths. But
I don't know them. I mean, I know them, but I don't know that song.
Whoa, you don't know Suede Head?
No, I don't know their songs. I just know their little emo band.
Suede Head?
Sounds fun.
Why do you come here?
How,
when you know it, man.
They remind me of it, like, the dream I had last night, which was someone was trying to kill me.
Uh-oh. I had a dream that the pencil sharpener was off the wall.
Huh. What does that mean?
I don't know. I keep having dreams like that about my house, my old house, this old house. We have, like, an old-ass pencil sharpener in the sitting room just randomly. And, yeah, I had a dream that it was... unscrewed off the wall on the floor.
What were we talking about?
Nothing. Shiny ribs, how cool he is. Last pocket. Oh, side stories. Did Tiger King.
There are so many stink bugs in here.
Did you listen to that?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was short. They didn't really talk about stories. Much. I mean, yeah, they kind of glazed over it.
I really like that Ben kind of agreed with us on Doc Antle.
Oh, he's a shithead?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
He was really harping on that. I liked it.
I already have to pee, but I'm gonna No, it's okay. Because we just came back.
Fuck. Oh, tarot. Let's do it. Oh my gosh. Let's do my...
What?
Let's do my past, present, future.
Okay. Do you want to do it first?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we have...
Oh, man. What?
Nothing. I need, nothing. I need nothing.
Okay.
I felt the urge to get up and fidget.
No.
And fidget around.
I'm not gonna do that.
Do I just pull them? We're pulling tarot card. Or, do you say tarot or tarot?
Tarot.
So do I, but Jessica Lanyahu says
tarot. I bet she does. I bet she does.
Did I buy these?
No, I bought those at Borders. What's the other one? Barnes & Noble.
Alright, so I'm picking a past, present, and a future card. And I know you're not supposed to fuck with tarot unless you really know what you're doing, but I feel confident that I know enough to do three cards.
I feel confident enough in my spiritual...
Yeah, I'm pretty secure in my spiritual realm.
I'm super secure
in my spiritual realm, so thank you.
Goodbye. I've had deja vu like three times today, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Let's not dwell. Not today.
Not on Rex Manning Day.
Happy Rex Manning Day, everybody. If you don't know what that is, maybe Google it.
Say no more. Money more.
Oh, gosh.
All right, I'm almost done.
Impression.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was. He does say, it's a da da, baby, je da da. It's a.
Is it French?
Says, yeah. Say no more, money more.
Oh.
What does mon amour mean?
My love, I guess.
Whatever. Fuck you, Rex Manning. This is my past. Yikes.
What is it? Death?
I don't know.
Swords?
It's 5, 6, 7, 8 of swords.
Alright. That's your past?
Yeah. You're gonna have to look it up on your phone because we're recording on mine.
Oh, I forgot I didn't have a book.
And we don't have the book.
Shit, man.
And you have to look up Rider Waite deck, so it's specific. But I'll describe that to you in just a moment. It's pretty creepy.
You're gonna leave me to talk to it by myself?
For time.
Alright, guys, looky here. If you're not asleep by now, you're about to fall asleep for real. I'm gonna give it to you real sleepy. Good night. Rider Waite. I'm going to just read what I'm typing into Google because I'm trying to Google something, but I can't do that and talk at the same time. So I'm Googling Rider Waite, 8 of Swords meaning. Okay, 8 of Swords meaning, tarot card meanings, labyrinth. I don't know which website to use, please. Let's see here. Tarot.com sounds reliable. Okay. Ooh, that's... Ooh.
I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry, I know it's loud.
Do you want me to read it to you now?
Yeah.
All right.
General... Did you do the Rider Waite?
Yeah. General meaning. Often called the test. The
eight. This is my past.
The 8 of the suit usually pictures a warrior running the gauntlet. Did you count right?
Are you sure you're checking the right one?
Yeah.
It looks like this. It talks like this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
of swords.
That's what I typed in. I'll go to a different website.
Or what? Give me that book. I mean, give me that.
What do you want? The cookies?
No, the cover.
I don't think it's Rider Waite.
Yeah, it is.
No. I think it's just Rider.
Oh. No, also known as the Waite. I knew that. Rider Waite. All right.
We're going to go to Biddy Tarot.
That's the Biddy Tarot is the best.
Oh, Biddy. Little Biddy.
Little Biddy.
All right, was it upright?
Yeah.
Negative thoughts, self-imposed restriction. What are you doing?
I'm trying to allow Leroy to come in.
Okay, self-imposed restriction, imprisonment, victim mentality.
Yikes.
The 8 of Swords shows a woman bounded and blindfolded. Yeah. 8 swords surround her, seemingly trapping her in place, a symbol of the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and mindset that prevent her from moving forward in her life. However, look closer. If the woman removed her blindfold, she would quickly realize that she can escape her predicament. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Predicament?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a stupid word. By letting go of her limiting beliefs and establishing a new, more empowered mindset. The water pooled at her feet suggests that her intuition might see what her eyes cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It reveals that you feel trapped and restricted by your circumstances. You believe your options are limited with no clear path out. You might be in an unfulfilling job, an abusive relationship, a significant amount of debt, or a situation way out of alignment with your inner being. You are now trapped between a rock and a hard place with no resolution available. However, take note that the woman in the car is not entirely imprisoned by the 8 swords around her, and if she wants to escape, she could. She merely needs to remove the blindfold and free herself from the self-imposed bindings that hold her back.
Damn, Daniel. I think I get the gist. that's my past.
Though. Yeah.
Thank goodness that's not my future.
What the hell is that? What the hell is he doing?
It's Libra, right?
What is he doing? What is he doing?
He has
pots and pans out of the kitchen?
Basically. He has his food bowl out in the yard. Out in the hallway, downstairs.
And he's making noise with it?
And he's just...
I wish he wouldn't.
Alright, I'm dying to get to my present.
Okay.
My present future is the Page of Pentacles. Look at this little boy. It's a... like a little page boy looking... not a page boy. That's a haircut.
Cute little boy.
It's our wig.
He's wearing a wig.
He's wearing like a green tunic with like a yellow sash and like these really cute boots. And, like, a really pretty red, like, sash.
This is great for you. I love this.
This is my present card. I don't know what it means.
It's upright.
Mm-hmm.
Manifestation, financial opportunity, skill development.
Hey.
I don't really need to describe the card. You can do that.
I already did.
Okay.
He's holding a yellow star. Okay. And he's, like, overlooking the mountain, and there's grass and trees in the background.
Like the pages of all 4 tarot suits, brings a welcome message of new beginnings, inspiration, and the initial stages of a creative project or venture. Since pentacles rule the material realm and correspond to the element of earth, this page symbolizes a burgeoning awareness. Burgeoning?
Mm-hmm.
Awareness of the value of money, wealth, possessions, career, and physical health, and how to manifest more of these material blessings. You welcome new opportunities to your material life, a new job, a new business, or a financial windfall. And wish to wish to discover how to turn your dreams into reality.
Hmm.
If it appears in a tarot reading, you are tapping into your ability to manifest a personal goal or dream, and maybe in the midst of a new project such as a hobby, business venture, or the start of a new educational experience. You're excited about the possibilities and potential of what you put your mind to, knowing you can create whatever you want with focus, intention, and action.
Yeah, wow. What great detail. What great detail.
I bet like 1% of the population would get that.
I got lucky. All right. Are you ready for future? What if it's bad? Knight of Pentacles.
Okay.
It has a dog mark on it. A dog bite.
Yeah, Leroy got that one.
I feel like it's bad. I hope not.
Okay, hard work, productivity, routine, conservatism.
This is my future.
You gonna describe it?
Oh, it's a guy on a... it's like a knight on a black horse with a lot of armor. Red. I'm getting a weird vibe. He's holding the star still, but he's holding it in, like on top of the horse's head. He's covered in armor. Whereas before, like, the page boy was, like,
he's just covered
free.
In armor.
My first girl was bound up and get ready to get mutilated, but, yeah, now I'm on a horse, I guess.
All right. Wow, no wonder I couldn't read it. My brightness was down a lot. Leroy needs to, like, get away.
I know.
Okay. It represents work, effort, and the responsibility that follows upon the dreams and ideals of the page. This knight is the most hardworking, methodical, and detail-oriented character of the tarot deck. He may not be the most inspiring or creative knight, but he'll do the work to get the results he seeks, even if that work is highly repetitive or routine. Okay, when this card appears, you are working methodically towards your goals. You have a plan in place and are sticking to your schedule to get the job done.
Do I?
This is your future?
Yeah.
You may not work particularly well. quickly, But you are consistent, dedicated, and committed to your goal.
That's true.
Put one foot
Can you
put one foot I can't.
Who's Billy Madison now?
I can't really see right now, to be honest with you.
Give it here. What is wrong with your eyesight?
I've been wearing your glasses.
Are you Bentley?
I think I just can't see you now.
Where's the eyeglasses?
I brought them.
Go. Well, stay here. How much more do we have to read?
Not much.
We're almost done.
You don't have to read it. I haven't been reading all the
paragraphs. Well, this is my future we're talking about online. You may not work. Yeah, I don't work particularly quickly. But now I'm going to talk real slow. But you are consistent, dedicated, and committed to your goal. Okay, duh. Put one foot in front of the other and finish the job.
I said foot.
This guard also asks you to continue doing what you are doing, plodding along and making gradual progress. That's hard to say.
No, I'm laughing because I feel like this wig has bugs.
Oh, God. No, I already flipped it. No need to change your approach. Go with the flow. Stick your usual routines. Blah, blah, blah. All right. It shows you that you're a natural planner and implementer. You envision your goal, determine the best course of action, and then stick to your path with a methodical and relentless focus. I do that. When you are in implementation mode, the job will get done, even if it requires hard work along the way. Meticulous is your approach. You make sure that everything is planned and executed down to the tiniest detail.
What great detail.
And you will never leave a job half done. All right. That's true. Once I start something.
In your life.
In 25 years.
I haven't said that in 25 never, years.
Ever.
Ever in your life.
Execute down to the tiniest detail. I wish I talked like that. What great detail.
What great detail.
And you will never leave a job half done. It is essential to you that you... That all lines up with what my North Node is saying. All right. It is essential to you that you complete all assigned tasks and projects to a certain standard. And that you follow through on your promises. Sometimes, the Nine of Pentacles points to the more mundane or boring aspects of life, the daily grind, repetitive schedules, household chores, and other responsibilities and obligations. Who am I? You may be assigned a project. Yeah. I'm Pat Collins.
No one is going to know who
All right,
is.
It gets really boring, and then it says, la la la. You're taking a moderated, oh man, I'm going to be conservative. Bye.
Okay. You don't want to read it?
Take a screenshot and send it to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to read it out loud. It's boring.
Give me those cards back.
It's Pat Collins. I'm Pat Collins.
So we're back.
Hey.
I picked three cards. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I don't know what this fucking card is.
This is your past. Oh, give it to me.
I don't know if you should touch it.
Oh, wait.
Well,
okay.
I mean, it's already
picked. It's an eight of...
Sticks?
Sticks going downward.
Pegs? What the frick are these?
Swords, pentacles, cups,
Sticks. No way.
Must be sticks.
Look,
I don't have a phone. It's gotta be sticks. Or...
Ew, get off me. There's a fly in here, and that's really gonna be freaking bothersome.
Linda is so weird about bugs.
Eight of...
Sticks.
Wands.
Wands, I forgot about them.
All right. Let's see. This is my past.
Mm-hmm. Don't mean to read it.
Yeah.
I do. My past was pretty hard for me to hear. I mean, it was very accurate, though. All right. Eight of Wands. Upright?
Yep.
I'm not going to describe it.
It's just a bunch of wands going through the air.
The Eight of Wands says, the struggles of the Seven of Wands have now all but cleared, and you have the freedom and space to move forward with your plans once again. The Eight is a dynamic card containing a high level of energy that propels you forward to reach your goals at a much faster pace than ever before.
Oh, yeah, I did used to be like that, huh?
I don't know. You can expect to be very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is...
Sure was.
This is one of those good busy periods.
Yeah.
Air quotes, good busy periods during which you are enthusiastic about the progress you're making. The Eight of Wands encourages you to go with the flow. Don't resist it. Everything is moving fast right now. So make the most of this forward momentum to manifest your goals and dreams.
Wow.
Allow the energy of the universe to flow through you and propel you closer to your goal. I keep saying propel, repel.
Propel.
Trying to slow things down because you're not ready or you're fearful about the unknown will just waste this opportunity. Use the energy instead to fuel positive change and produce significant results. results. Sorry. The Eight of Wands also invites you to be laser focused with your intentions and actions. Determine what you want to manifest and then align all of your resources and energy to focus on that singular goal.
That's enough.
Okay. Next. Thank you.
One, next. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10, is that 10? X?
Yeah.
10 pentacles.
Alright.
Upside down.
Uh-oh. Reverse.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was upside down.
10 of pentacles reversed.
This is my present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was reversed.
Are you sure? Yeah. It was upside down. Okay. Alright. Reverse. You may question whether you want to live this way.
Yeah.
All right. Do you really want to be chasing the next $1,000 so you can own the latest Jimmy Choo shoes? I have a hard time believing that the writer Waite deck said that. Do you really want to be pushing for marriage or a family instead of just enjoying what you have right now? Are you staying in the same job for decades only for security?
Mm-mm.
Not anymore. When you see the reversed Ten of Pentacles and a Tarot reading, be ready to question your need for stability, security, and commitment in your life. It may sound good on paper or might be what is expected of you, but what is it that you want? You
I don't know.
Is all capitalized. Mm. All right, the reverse of Ten of Pentacles comes as a reminder that sometimes wealth can be a trap. When you surround yourself with expensive things and live a luxurious lifestyle, you may want more and more and more, never feeling satisfied with what you have. For example, this is like all about your past career.
This is my present.
I mean, it's showing you that you've already gone past that. Experiencing challenges or setbacks with financial or job security and family stability. Your investments may have lost significant value. Your marriage may be on the rocks. Or your job may be at risk. It's time to reevaluate your position and choose a course of action that will help you regain your sense of security and self-worth. You're already doing that. You've already done that. You quit your job. Take this job and shove it. What's your future?
Death. You know what? When I picked that card, I was seeing yellow. I was feeling like
light. Death is rebirth. Is it reversed?
No. Thank God. That would be bad.
Okay.
Death reversed. That would
endings die. Change, transformation, transition. It's transition, baby. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Death. That's funny.
You just sound like mom. Death.
Okay, ew.
What?
That stink bug just got way too close.
I'll open the window.
All right. Does that help, or?
I don't actually know if I...
Oh, break it.
It's just old.
Are they gonna go out?
No.
All right, the death card is the most feared and misunderstood. It symbolizes the end of a major phase or aspect of your life that you realize is no longer serving you, opening up the possibility of something far more valuable and essential. You must close one door to open another. You need to put the past behind you and part ways, ready to embrace new opportunities and possibilities. It may be difficult to let go of the past, but you'll soon see its importance in the promise of renewal and transformation. If you resist these necessary endings, you may experience pain, both emotionally and physically, but if you exercise your imagination and visualize a new possibility, you allow more constructive patterns to emerge. Similarly, death shows a time of significant transformation, change, and transition. You need to transform yourself and clear away the old to bring in the new. Any change should be welcomed as a positive, cleansing, transformational force in your life. The death and clearing away of limiting factors can open the door to a broader, more satisfying experience of life.
Yeah, man, you purge. You're through the purge.
Alright, well, that sounds good to me.
You're just purging, man.
It sounds pretty accurate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Now what?
What are you doing?
I'm getting bored.
I'm getting bored.
All right.
Well, this was a
what
real...
What else? I have notes. What else do I have to say?
Nothing.
Probably nothing.
This is a real sleepy episode.
That's why it's called...
I can't wait to go to sleep to it tonight.
Topic.
Because I am tired. They shouldn't be called off topic. They should be called, like, sleepy time hour.
Like, shining time station.
Like a real sleepy one.
A real sleep?
A real sleeper?
Sleeper hit?
A real sleeper hit.
Ooh, yeah, I've got some good stuff to look up, but I won't talk about it tonight.
Not tonight. I'm tired tonight.
Yeah, we're not doing Tire King tonight. Tire Cast. We're not Tire Casting tonight.
Maybe tomorrow.
But I have a lot of good ideas.
Okay. Well.
I have a lot of good ideas. Ooh, it's also... the tail end of a full moon. It was last night, but...
Not tonight.
I gotta put my crystals out tonight. It was raining last night.
I really am excited to go to sleep to this. I can't wait. Because it worked so well last night.
Did it really?
Yeah, this one is really...
I haven't tried it going to sleep to it yet.
You need to start.
I've been cleaning to it and vacuuming to it.
Well, try sleeping to it because it's pretty easy.
All right.
You don't get very far. You're asleep by the time we actually start talking about anything.
That's the best. That's when I used to... I still do listen to Sleep With Me when I can't sleep, but when I had a lot of trouble sleeping, that was my favorite part of listening to Sleep With Me. It's like the intro. Like, mm-hmm. I would be asleep by the time he even got to the music. Mm-hmm. Like, the first 12 minutes. But he always broke it down, like, so succinctly. Or he still does, I guess.
Well.
Anyway, love you, cutes. Love you, stink bug.
Ew.
Ew, Divin. Amelia. Your real part looks real.
Well, it is.
What about mine?
Yours.
These are some pretty good
legs.
Doesn't
look real, but it looks close.
Good thing I forgot my name.
We gotta go. These bugs are freaking me out. I'm sleepy.
I don't remember my name.
I want snacks.
Alright. Good night.
Good night. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Goodbye.